today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
For all of you all super believers that have a problem with what I say, if you don't develop that, people will use you to the max. Jesus will never leave you, but I'm telling you, if you're free, stay free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. But it's not my job to take care of people that are recycling back in and out of prison. I have no problem with a mistake, and I'll help you. But you don't need to be going back because you just don't want to listen.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Power to Press. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14.
I was born 60 some odd years ago. And for the last 30, I've been the senior leader here at the church. I don't think my leadership started as a pastor. I think the Lord was working on me as a young man to be a leader. I didn't know it at the time. But I don't laugh at every joke. I never was that kind of person. I don't have to be in every crowd. At the same time, I'm gregarious. In other words, I don't like to be isolated, but I don't feel left out if I am. But there's something in me that likes to be around people. And I think a leader needs to have that. If you're comfortable with being alone and it's hard for you to trust people, you're disqualifying yourself as a leader. You have to be engaged. You cannot take your life, live your life by yourself, because a child left to themselves will bring their mother to shame. And an immature man or woman will start engaging in things while alone that will make your mother and father ashamed, even as an adult. So I want to encourage you to stand with God. Let God be God. But in my life, He's used my aloneness as well as my gregariousness and my desire to be around people to shape me as a leader. And I realized that I cannot be hidden. I'm on the public chopping block. I have to stand before people. And I want the world to know that everything you see on TV that's edited is not the real deal with people. I leak before you. I stand up here no matter what's going on. And inside of me, I wish you only saw perfection. But I believe the Lord hoists me up so you can see that a man gets sick just like you do. And he needs love just like you do. Don't kid yourself. I go through issues just like anybody else. And I stand in the gap every week. I know people look at me. I know they say stuff about me, but I'm the leader. And I'm all right with it. And you need to be all right with it. You can't take 6 months off of being a parent. And you shouldn't take 6 months off of you working with God. You can't take 6 months off of being married. You can't do that. As a Christian, you can't take a year off. This is a journey. Can somebody say amen? So God told me to speak to you about the power to press. Positioning oneself is important because it allows you. Positioning oneself is important. Getting in the right position allows you to specifically control how people will perceive you. So by positioning yourself, it's so important, it allows you to specifically control how people perceive you. I'm positioning myself now because I want to control how you see me. At least have some control with it. I'm not trying to display perfection. It's not realistic. We can edit everything in our lives, but it's not realistic. You need to see the raw dog here. Thank you, Lord. Am I embarrassed? Yes. I'm embarrassed almost 90% of the times that I stand before you. I have to limp my way through. I was frostbitten when I was in the military, when I was 21 years old. It affects me every year when it gets cold. I don't like that. But he still chose me to stand before you. And I've asked him at least 3 times to take this thorn from me. I don't like standing before you without perfection. I have an ego. But he said, I want you to stand before him anyway. I'm a perfectionist. I read it, and I read it again, and I read it the 3rd time before I send the email. I listen to myself over and over again because I don't like to have it wrong. I like to make sure everything I do is right. Yet God sometimes put me out there without any warning and say, I want you to do it, impromptu. And I believe he set me up for young men and young women that are sons and daughters of the King. You don't have to be perfect, but you should strive for perfection. And positioning yourself is so powerful because it allows you to specifically control how others perceive you. You can actually influence opportunities by positioning yourself. You can increase the probability of you being successful by positioning yourself. Influence opportunities and success in various aspects of your life, like leadership. A good leader will position themselves properly so they can control how people perceive them. Now, I know many of you in this day and time will say, I don't care about how people perceive me. Well, you're disqualifying yourself as a leader. And I'm about to ordain here in about 3 weeks, 12 that I believe God has put his hands on, and they've come through what I call the scrutiny test. And we're going to ordain them on a Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. That will be on the 9th of February. I'm about to set them up and lift their heads, and I pray that they are ready for it. I pray that they don't think this is just an exercise. Amen. I pray that as the oil pours, that they take it serious. I pray that as they're shaken and set up on a pinnacle or on a platform and given the order and the charge of God, that they take it serious. And I pray that our congregation would respond to these people in like manner. It is not a fraternity, but it is a part of a group that God has called. That the group that you're about to join in is tied to the early church, to Peter and John and James and Bartholomew, the original 12 disciples. And I'm so excited about the number 12 in the 25th year of our Lord. Why are you doing it on a Sunday morning, Bishop? Because I'm led to do it that way. And as I'm led, I move. Why is it important for these people to understand that life will never be the same again? That once the oil pours, some people don't want to get church and get ministry so they can have a credential on the wall. But when I pour oil out of this ram's horn, things are going to change in your life. And there are times when you won't feel the anointing, but you need to press. Yes. My God. You won't even feel the unction. You want to sit back and relax. But the unction of the Holy Ghost will push you without the wind of God, and you have to use your disciplines to get it done. That's why you need to press on the inside of you. I press. Thank you, Lord. When the chips are down and nobody understands me, When my money is choked out, I press. When I argue, I'm like Plies. Y'all, all you want to do is argue. That's all you want to do is argue. I'm going to argue with you. Why am I arguing with you? It happens to ministers too. You just want to argue. God uses it all for his glory. Thank you, Lord. Write it down. We're either moving forward, standing still, or being left behind. You're either moving forward, standing still, or left behind. Where are you in those three categories? If you're moving forward, you got to forget the things which are behind. If you're standing still, you're stagnant. And I guarantee you, bacteria is breeding in your life. If you're left behind, you're not relevant. You may think you're okay, but you're not relevant. A young man, he's about 3 years older than me, was sent to prison for several years. And when he got out, he came down our street with a yellow suit on. And he was pimping, like pimping hard as he was walking down the street, like pimping like they did in the 70s. But things have shifted, son. Things have shifted. He was pimping, man. Hard. He spent too much time in prison. He thought things were the same. He was left behind. And some of you have been locked up too long in that foolishness, and you think you're cool, and you're pimping your way through, but you're not relevant. They don't understand you. You're not moving with the Spirit. You're dealing with yesterday's anointing. Yesterday's moves, and you're not in times and synchronized with what God is doing today. Man, he was spinning and dancing, man, but it was disco type. Platforms on. What? His weakness is compliment. I said, man, well, look at those moves. Oh, yeah, I got a million. Weak for a compliment. Some of us left behind. If somebody compliments us, they get our attention. Can get all of your goods systematically. Pull them out. All of your resources. Just because they recognize who you are. So he came to church, walked up to one of the young men, saw his shoes. He was a big guy. I want those shoes, man. The guy took the shoes off and gave it to him. I'm just watching. It grieved me to the max. He saw, I get what I want, but what I saw is generosity and love. Left behind. You got what you want, but you're about to lose what you have. I said, if you go back to prison again, I'm done. He said, what would Jesus do? I said, Jesus would never leave you nor forsake you. But I'm done if you go back, because you don't have to. Guess what? He goes back. One of the sisters here said, "What? Who is that guy? Who is that guy?" I said, you better walk about 10,000 yards the other way. You don't even know what you're dealing with. You're just looking at the externals, but you don't know the nature. Back in prison again, I get a call. Listen, what did I tell you? I can't send you no money. I'm not helping that. I will pray for you. Jesus will take care of you now. For all of you all super believers that have a problem with what I say, if you don't develop that, people will use you to the max. Amen. Jesus will never leave you, but I'm telling you, if you're free, stay free. Amen. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Amen. But it's not my job to take care of people that are recycling back in and out of prison. I have no problem with a mistake, and I'll help you. But you don't need to be going back because you just don't want to listen. Amen. Can the church say amen? Amen. This truth for individuals, it's for communities, it's for churches, ministries, within the walls and outside of the walls of the church. That is translocal ministries as well as ministry functions that take place outside of the walls of this ministry. Every city must reconcile with this truth. Every corporation from L3 Harris, and I use that because L3 Harris is very close to this church facility. Some of the things that I'm talking about happens in every organization. It's only when we come to our church that we want to lose this mindset. I have to reconcile. I got to move from yesterday. I got to straighten out the books. I got to start projecting where we want to go as a church. You got to think redemption. You got to move beyond the past so we can move forward. And as we've stepped into a new year, I believe this is a good season and time for First Watch. If you're left behind, you're going to be left behind miserably. And I don't want to see that. I don't want you to pimp down the street with a yellow suit on, everybody laughing at you, and you don't know it. And I use that as a metaphor. That literally happened because I want you to start thinking about irrelevance, the four things that hinder the move of God: religion, tradition, ignorance. It's not a bad word, but you need to get it. And irrelevance. I don't care how powerful the preacher is. I don't care how wonderful the church is. If those four things are in the midst, you're going to hinder the move of God. Religion, tradition, ignorance, and irrelevance. Every parent has to get those four things as well. Some traditions are good, but some of them just don't matter today. And you got the change. Since 2007, when the internet opened up and people are giving their kids phones, everything shifted. They access knowledge at an alarming rate. If you're not teaching, someone else is teaching. Some entity is teaching. Some screen is teaching. They're seeing things that they shouldn't see. If you see a young man with his shirt off, he's probably engaged in things that he shouldn't be engaged in. Walking around girls. You don't play with that. I've been saying this stuff, man, for years. A girl that can walk up to men and not flinch means something is happening. You're not supposed to be that cool around grown men. Then why would you let your daughter spend the night with people and you don't know them? Why would you do something like that? Why would y'all go to parties? Why would you let young 13-year-olds go to parties or drink sparklings? You want them to have bubbles. You want them to learn. What are you doing? You're opening up gates. And where are the fathers to say that's not going to happen on my watch? No, put your clothes on. We ain't wearing that. I see half of your rump.
I can't get no help with this generation.
We got to stand up for what's right. The earlier you peel back what people can see about you, the more vulgar you'll be when you turn 20. The longer you hold on to it, the more vital you will be and honorable you will be as you grow older. I know the toothpaste is already squeezed out. You can't put it back in. But you can clean up the mess. Thank you, Lord. That's why when I see young fathers with their children and young mothers here working with their children, it blesses me. It blesses me. I don't just look at how fashionable we are and how well we're doing. I'm looking at how you handle your children. And even if you do it right, they still make mistakes. You just have to keep loving them through it. Let me talk about God's plan. Write it down. God's plan has always been a plan of redemption. It was in God's mind from the foundation of the world. This has always been his plan of redemption. It includes every one of us, young and old, black, white, rich, poor, male, female, bond free, Jew or Gentile, past, present, and future. God has always thought about redemption. No one is left behind. God can reconcile everything in redemption. Whatever happened, whatever trauma happened in the childhood, only God can fix it. That's why you come in here, so I can tell you about the one who can. Participating in ministry is not fixing the issue. Only redemption can fix it. That is, you come clean with God. Repent, forsake, receive, and move forward. God will take care of it. My grandmother used to fight her husband. And they used to fight really bad. And I kind of take his form. His name was Ernest. He died on a Monday in the early 70s. I still remember that day when my father took the phone because we only had one in the house. It was in the kitchen. He got a call and he said, huh, what? Oh. So he turned to my mother and he said, your father just fell in the yard. And so, of course, my mom, wow. And so I was standing there watching. 30 minutes later, another call came back and he dropped his head. And so my mama started screaming, right? And at the time, Nick was a young man, so he ran out the front door, hit the screen porch, jumped over the rail, ran across the street, didn't even look at car, and just fell in Sister Mason's yard, just said, ah! I was watching it. I was watching my father and how he responded. Well, we buried Grandpa. He was a good man. He just had a stuttering problem. He would come home to see us sometimes. And he was always making sure that he left us some money. But he didn't do it like most people. Like just give us a $5 bill and say, God bless you all. What he would do is put it in trash and put it in the yard and say, clean up. And so as we're picking up trash, you pick up, he says, sometimes there are good things that reside in trash. Open it up and it's a $5 bill, right? Don't just discard things when you say it's trash. There may be something good there. I know he was teaching a lesson. I was watching. Because I found trash and good things in it. Well, when my grandmother started losing her mind, she developed Alzheimer's. Some of the things that started coming back to her were those wars with him when they were younger. And sometimes she would act it out on me. I didn't understand it. I never struck her back, but I would get pinched and hit with pans. I didn't understand it as a child. I never had a desire to want to hurt her, though. I could tell she was losing her mind, but I didn't understand it. Why me? Because with Nick, he couldn't make a mistake. If she saw him, she'd pick him up. Oh, my God. I mean, just so much love. But with me, it just changed. Get your... I mean... It's like, God dang, mama. Get your... It's using profanity. You know, in our house, that was not allowed. It wasn't no slip up. You couldn't say, the F word or the B word or none of that. So, but grandmama, I didn't know those words existed. But she was losing her mind. And the enemy years later tried to work with a complex with me. A complex, like maybe something is wrong with me. And it was only redemption that helped me to reconcile all of those things.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you are blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, The Power to Press, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
The Discipleship Course is an incredible way to reinforce your spiritual foundation and deepen your walk with God. If you are ready to get rooted and built up in Christ, email your contact information to discipleship@truthrevealed.org. Classes will begin on Monday, February 3rd. Ring in the new year and level up your financial knowledge at the 3-week Financial IQ class starting Tuesday, February 4th at 6:30 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall. Sign up today using the mobile app, on the website at truthrevealed.org, or by scanning the QR code in the foyer. Sign up for the life-changing Driven Group today. Scan the QR code in the foyer to unlock your life's purpose. Contact Elder Toby for more information. Grief Share will begin on Tuesday, February 25th at 6:30 p.m. It will provide valuable guidance and tips to help you move through the emotions of grief. Workbooks are available online or at the sessions. Visit griefshare.org to register for a group. New members' classes are still in session. Email connect@truthrevealed.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.